Now, this is an email I received on the 9th of August from Southwark Council. Following the serious disorder in the borough, please be aware of the following updates as of 6 p.m. Tuesday, the 9th of August. Many services have been affected. This includes all libraries, all leisure centres, waste and recycling collections, all one-stop shops and some cash offices. We have been aiming to operate a full service as normal and will continue to do so. The police are asking parents and guardians to know where their children are and for them to be at home this evening. Any spectators of criminal activity are also asked to go home, as they were hampering police operations last night. The Met has issued safety information for businesses during this difficult time. Councillor Peter John, leader of the council, has said, "Today I visited Peckham and listened to residents' concerns over the violent disturbances yesterday evening. We are working with the police and other community groups to keep our borough as safe as possible, and I would like to praise the extraordinary efforts of the police, volunteers and local people who have demonstrated their strength in our community. The spirit of the people of this borough will triumph over the disgraceful actions displayed by a mindless minority. A sincere thank you to everyone who generously offered to volunteer in the clean-up. We are working hard to ensure business continues as usual and that our borough is as safe as possible. Now, here are some items by the SE1 website team from the 4th and 5th of August, read by Mike, followed by items from Southwark News of the 4th of August, read by Marcia. Then it's Tom's turn.